Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our call. Today we have here in the studio Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller, and we also have on the phone line from Iowa an Iowa farmer, Tim Palmer, and they are going to be talking about new resources for farmers and ranchers to request conservation assistance. This call is for reporters, so if you'd like to ask a question of either one of our panelists, reporters, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. We're first going to hear from Chief Weller and then Tim Palmer, and then we're going to open up the lines to you reporters to ask your questions. So now I'm going to toss it to Jason. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity to be here today. I'm really excited to talk about and share the good news, that being the NRCS, starting now, is putting online, making available a new tool for our customers, farmers and ranchers, to access help conservation planning assistance online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we're launching today the Conservation Client Gateway, which is a new web-based portal that customers, it doesn't matter where you live, can access your conservation business with NRCS online from the comfort of your home office, your home kitchen, wherever you may be. So this is an opportunity for producers. A lot of business that you'd normally transact in one of our field offices across the country, instead of having to drive into a field office, instead a producer can now log in through their account. It's a secure, safe, protected account that only they can access, and it's because it's their private information, no one else can access it other than other NRCS professionals, and they can do a lot of different services online that they would normally do out of our field offices. So they could, for example, apply for assistance, so they can schedule an appointment, they can identify fields or tracts or range units where they want to get conservation planning assistance on, they can apply for program assistance. So there may be a financial assistance program, for example, like our Environmental Qualities Incentives Program, EQIP is the acronym people know it by. They can apply online EQIP assistance. They can schedule appointments. They can sign documents online. So instead of having to come in field office, in some cases for producers, especially in larger states, that could be a journey of 100 miles or more, just one way to come in the field office just to sign a document. They can now e-sign their documents online in a secure way. That then saves all that travel time, wear and tear on their vehicles, and just taking them off their operations and away from concentrating on their business. They can get back to managing their operations as opposed to just signing paperwork in a field office. They can also track their payments. So they get access to all their existing contracts with NRCS. They can see where they are in the queue for payment and transactions. They can see what payments have been deposited into their accounts. They can also access their conservation plans. So a lot of our customers have conservation plans. They can now get access to those plans, see different components and practices that are scheduled for action in those plans. They can request assistance online from their local field office through this new Conservation Client Gateway to update and improve their conservation plans. It's really a powerful tool that empowers the NRCS customers, our farmers and ranchers, to take control of their conservation business through the Conservation Client Gateway. We're very excited. This has been in development now for a couple years. We've tested it. It works really well, and we've been, over the last several months, encouraging what we've called our early adopters. These are conservation stewards across the United States. We've invited to try out the system and to ensure that it not only is it tested in a real environment using real producers' operations, but then also getting back feedback from those farmers and ranchers firsthand to see what additional little tweaks and enhancements we can make it so this is the best user experience possible and as easy as to use as possible. And so with that, I'd like to invite Tim Palmer, who is one of our avid conservationists there in Iowa, and he's a leader in conservation in the state, but also a leading agricultural producer, and he is one of those early adopters that's been using the Conservation Client Gateway over the last several months. And I'd like to invite Tim, if he would, to join us on this call and share some of his experiences and his perspective on really the benefits of this new Conservation Client Gateway. Tim?
Thanks for the invitation, Chief Weller, and I want to thank you and the NRCS for the opportunity to work with Barb, Don, Tim, and others to help develop the Conservation Client Gateway. The Conservation Client Gateway, I'm going to call it CCG for short, I think is going to be a powerful tool that will allow me as a producer from my tractor, from my home office, wherever I have access to internet or technology to request assistance to tend to an area of concern or maybe guidance to help increase my profitability without spending time on the road traveling to a service center. And that's one instance, that's maybe the first instance of time savings Time is very important as you're tending to a farm, to the crops, to the livestock, and being able to do things with a click of a button. With a simple login, I can check my contracts, my conservation plan, see how I'm sitting, what decision I might need to make on a certain tract, and maybe the status of applications or electronically sign approved contracts like Jason mentioned. I think this is a frugal use of my time and a better use of our local NRCS staff. It allows them to have a better grasp, fuller grasp on my thoughts and concerns and better utilize the time when we do schedule an appointment. I'm an executive board representative to the National Association of Conservation Districts from the representing the north central states of the United States, and I'm also the chair of the Natural Resource Natural Resource Policy Committee for NACD. And this is this position has allowed me to be exposed to what the differing issues are that affect producers and landowners across America. Yeah, I believe that the users of the CCG will be afforded that same exposure as they access technical information that's available through the gateway and the protocol that the NRCS has been developing for decades to treat resource concerns. I really feel that the Conservation Client Gateway is the perfect next step of evolvement to meld my conservation needs and the expertise of my NRCS staff to fully utilize today's and future technology and the most up-to-date advice that would be available for my farm operation.
Mr. Palmer, thank you. Jason Weller, thank you. Reporters, if you'd like to ask questions, please let us know by pressing *1 on your touchtone pad. I'm going to start out, and I'm going to ask, where did this idea come from? Was it that farmers requested some way to streamline things, and you guys here at USDA said, hey, this is something that we can do?
Yeah, it's first listening to farmers or customers like Mr. Palmer, and how do we make it easier to work with NRCS to save them time so they can invest that time more on their operations, investing and helping improve their bottom line and improve the success of their businesses, and not necessarily having to invest that time coming to a service center, as Tim talked about. But really, the bigger picture also here is then, in turn, helping within NRCS, our conservationists in our service center offices across the United States. The bottom line is we're trying to free up them to get back in the field. So instead of having to be tethered to the service center, providing that one-on-one assistance across the desk, information desk there, tending to paperwork, we really want to get our conservationists, our agronomists, our soil conservationists, our range cons, back out in the field, providing that technical assistance, that one-on-one support for producers like Tim Palmer in their fields, as opposed to having to manage paperwork across the desk in the service center.
We've got a caller on the line. Let's go to Dan Looker with Successful Farming Magazine. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I wondered if this new resource would be helpful for those farmers who are just now starting to go through the paperwork process for conservation compliance. And I know the Farm Service Agency is the lead agency on this, but is this a resource that farmers might be able to use to see if they're any of the land they farm is highly erodible or a wetland?
Dan, thanks for your question. At this time, no. It was not yet going to be able to file your AD 1026 form or to determine whether any of your fields have highly erodible land characteristics or wetland characteristics. That perhaps maybe in future versions will have those capabilities. Right now, though, this platform will not necessarily support conservation compliance responsibilities for both farmers and for FSA and NRCS.
Okay, thank you very much.
If you'd like to ask a question, please let us know by pressing *1 on your touchtone pad. Can you talk a little bit more about how the CCC, as Tim Palmer has shortened it, will help make conservation planning more efficient?
Yes. So you get into the system, and first let me just talk about it's really easy to get into the system. Check out our website, nrcs.usda.gov. And you'll see links on there where you can go into the Conservation Client Gateway, and it will walk you through how to sign up. Now, importantly, you have to do two things in order to get an account. First, you have to get what's called e-authentication, which is a way to ensure that when you're online, we really know it's you that's online and not someone else trying to get access to your information. And then second, you have to have what's called a SKIMS number, SKIMS information. which is a USDA data system that you have to basically have your farm operating information set up within FSA's databases. That's relatively easy to do too, but you first got to go in and work with FSA to get the skims set up. For most, the vast majority of our customers, they already have that established. So it's really easy for existing current customers. If you've ever worked with FSA, you've ever worked with NRCS, you've already got all this information. And then the online support will then walk you through how to sign up. Once you're in terms of conservation planning, what's great is that you can call up using, you know, basically like Google Earth, Google Maps. You can zoom in on your operation. You can identify different fields and tracks. It gives you some pretty basic GIS tools where you can identify, highlight different fields or tracks or operating units that you're interested in focusing on. And then from there, you can begin to ask questions. So you may be worried about erosion. You may be worried about invasive weeds coming in. You may be worried about pesticide management. And you, through these different tools, you can really, as a producer, you're in control. You can identify what areas of your farm you want to focus on. What are the natural resource management challenges you want some help with? That information then gets sent off to, it's automatically routed to your local service center. So the people you trust and work with, you have already an established business relationship with at NRCS, they're going to get your request, your information. And so then you can work with them either on the phone, you can schedule an appointment for that conservation professional to come out to your farm, and they will already know in advance where it is you want to talk, what's the specific resource concern you're concerned about, and they already will come prepared and ready to engage in that direct conversation and planning session as opposed to having to start at ground zero.
I've just been pulling this up and looking at it on my phone. So any smart device, you can take it wherever. So you could be actually in the field if you have something that pops up in your head and say, hey, I need to try to get some information. So it's that user-friendly.
Yes, is the short answer. The longer answer is we're looking at in the next version, which will be out later next year. We'll have a streamlined light version that will work even better on like a mobile phone or an iPad or whatever mobile device. That will be a streamlined user interface. But right now, yes, you can access it through your mobile phone, through your iPad if you have cellular connection. And it will be able to access your account and do a lot of characteristics, a lot of functions we're talking about today through your device.
Once again, reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, please let us know by pressing star one on your touch-tone pad. I'll continue with questions. How will the client, the Conservation Client Gateway impact the relationship between the NRCS professionals and producers?
So this is really just a different option for a farmer or rancher to come in and work with us. So to be clear, this is in no way take away the opportunity for a farmer to come into a service center to ask for help. That will always be available. But this is just a different venue to ask for help from us. So to make it easier for folks, particularly for a lot of the transactional work, like having to get a signature, instead of having to come in or vice versa to have one of our few people come out to your farm or ranch, instead, this all can now be conducted online through the e-signature technologies. But really, I think it allows for producers on their own time. So a lot of folks, particularly in the fall or right now it's planting season, they don't have the time to come to the office during business hours. You know, and our NRCS, my NRCS colleagues are in there early in the morning, but then the office generally shuts down around 5:30, and that's when a lot of the guys are still out in the field. And so they're not coming in and really starting thinking about, okay, I need some help with some erosion issues. I need some help with water irrigation concerns. They're worrying about that after dinner. They're worrying about that on weekends. They're worrying about that kind of out hours when they're up at night and trying to work through their business plans. And so here's a tool or an approach within on their time. They're in control. They can ask for help when they're able to ask for help as opposed to having to work during normal business hours. And then that allows for the NRCS conservationist at local service center to really get what, in this case, like, for example, Tim, what he's concerned about, they can then give him more direct, timely assistance that's targeted and focused on what Tim Palmer's worried about as opposed to having Tim have to take time out of his busy workday when otherwise he'd be in the field or, you know, managing his operation, having to take time out and come into a service center to ask those questions personally directly.
Tim, you've kind of beta tested this. How do you think that your conservation plans will benefit from the gateway?
Well, you know, I've had a conservation plan on my farm for a long time, and it continually needs to be looked at to address concerns from maybe from extreme weather events. You see what they're dealing with in Texas and other parts of the country. We've had that in the last couple of years. And one thing that I like and appreciate is the ability to come in after a day in the field and see if I find a place that I really didn't know I had a problem until I got in there with the tractor and the planter. And then when I come home at night, I can go on, I can say, hey, I've got an issue with this right here in this spot. Could put in a scheduled appointment maybe to come and take a look at it. And it's exactly like Jason said. It utilizes the time when I can best spend my time to be on the computer to do the applications, to find information that'll be on the website of what might be available to fix one of those problems. And so it's going to help us do a lot better job keeping up with our conservation plans and being ready for the next big issue.
Our next call comes from Jody Heemstra with the Red River Farm Network. Jody.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for having the call today. Just wondering, with the announcements of EPA's Waters of the U.S. Proposal regarding the Clean Water Act, does this affect NRCS, this program, other programs, and if so, how so?
Thanks, Jody, for the question. Yeah, I guess you're referencing the final rule that EPA, I understand, released this morning. The short answer is it does not impact our programs. Really are here to work with producers on a voluntary basis to help them put in place conservation planning, the financial assistance, the stewardship assistance, to help them manage their natural resources. And I really would defer to the Environmental Protection Agency to really articulate the potential or no impact that the Waters of the U.S., or the Clean Water Rule, I guess is how it's going to be referred to, will impact agriculture.
Once again, reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, please let us know by pressing *1 on your touch-tone pad. Anything else that you want to add?
Just a couple issues I just want to highlight here. First, very excited about this, and I appreciate Mr. Palmer taking time out to visit with us today, but also the time he dedicated with us this winter in the spring months to work with the system and really give us the feedback. A lot of hundreds of other producers across the country, like Mr. Palmer, have done likewise. We're now excited to expand this out on a national scale to engage, hopefully, thousands of our current customers to help make it easier to work with us, but also really empower them to take control of their conservation business. So we're very excited to see and get that feedback from producers as more and more customers take advantage of the new Conservation Client Gateway. In this first version, I need to be clear, is that it's only available for individuals. So for business entities, the Conservation Client Gateway cannot yet address complex legal arrangements in business entities, joint partnerships, and other arrangements, where that's legally very complex. And because you have a lot of different participants in that business, ensuring that the right person is getting access to the right component of the business, that's something we're going to be working on for version 2, which we hope to have out next year. So version 1 is only for individuals, which is 80% of our customer base comprised as individuals, individual farming and ranching operations. They have 100% access to the Conservation Client Gateway. But I really would ask listeners to check it out, come into an office. Our field offices are here to support you as well on how to get access to the system. But there's a lot of great information online on how to get an account. We have a 1-800 number where producers can talk to a real live person who can also walk them through the steps if they have questions or they run into hiccup and how to register for an account. And I'm really excited about NRCS bringing online this capability to meet producers where they need to be met, in this case, on their farms and ranches, and starting to forcing them to come into our business center, in this case, the service center. We're really then opening up our business to them so they can really focus on their bottom line, but then at when needed, ask for our help.
And just as a reminder, again, the website to access is nrcs.usda.gov, and that's www.nrcs.usda.gov. I want to thank Jason Weller, chief of the NRCS here at USDA, and Tim Palmer, who is a farmer out in Iowa who has been working with the Conservation Client Gateway. Thank you, guys, and thank you, everybody, who was on the phone. And that concludes our call.
Thank you.